Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo. Today we are going to be talking about something that is so vitally important to you as an individual, and that is your health and your wellness. And you know that on the show I feature all kinds of people so that we can have an awareness that we've got more than one option to work with in life, and we don't have to stay stuck in modalities of thinking that, one, are not healthy, two, will not necessarily work, and three, being more than anything else, open-minded about your uniqueness as an individual. One size doesn't fit all, not only with clothes, but when it comes to food. Today, we're going to be talking about a fascinating publication, Pottinger's Prophecy, How Food Resets Genes for Wellness or Illness. And there were three people that put this publication together, Greg Graham, Deborah Keston, and Larry Schwartz. And we're talking with Gary. I want to say, Gray, it's a delight to have you here on the show. And this book really is amazing to me. Now, you teach clinical nutrition to physicians and other healthcare practitioners. You're the founder of the Nutritional Therapy Association, which we'll find out more about. Deborah Keston is a nutrition researcher. She's an author. She's a certified wellness coach. She is a very strong believer in the power of food to heal someone physically, emotionally, spiritually, and socially. And then Larry Schwartz is a behavioral scientist, author, and lecturer. He's very much into mind-body medicine, preventing and reversing heart disease, dealing with overweight, obesity, which is constantly talked about, almost to the point, and when I hear people talking about it, it just makes me angry because of their summations and their ignorance about some of the stuff. But, Gray, how did the three of you ever get together to do this book?
Well, I know it's kind of the dream team, really. So what happened, I've been actually talking about doing this book for 20 years, ever since I first read about this famous cat study that's referred to as Pottinger's Cats. And so Pottinger's Cats has this very kind of profound idea, and I think the way I get a lot of things done in my life is I just start saying, I'm gonna, and then finally somebody says, well, shut up and do it, you know. So when I got together with Deborah and Larry, we were introduced to a mutual friend. I really felt that we had the team. You know, we had the writing skill. All of us a very strong nutritional background, and Larry's expertise as a researcher to really do it right. And in some ways, that was fortunate because this whole science of epigenetics, if I'd tried to do it 10 years ago, there really wasn't the science to support it. But now there really is. We really understand this idea that there's a transgenerational effect of nutritional deficiencies and imbalances. So the timing's great, and I think it was a strong team, and I think the book turned out very well.
So. Talk to us about Pottinger's theory. Now, I'm aware of it. I had a guest on my show, I think it was last year, where she was talking about how she used this application in taking care of her cats.
Oh, right.
And it was just amazing what she shared on the air and the raw food diet, et cetera. But talk about this individual, Robert T. Pottinger.
Yeah,
Let's talk about him.
Okay, well, actually, Robert is his uncle, but
yes.
Nephew, but Francis Pottinger, his father was a kind of famous medical doctor before him, but the Pottingers had a tuberculosis sanatorium in the San Gabriel Valley of California. And basically, this was, you put this into historical content, this is in the 30s, the 20s and 30s when they had their sanatorium, in the 30s when he did these experiments. And it actually started out as kind of an accident. He was doing experiments with adrenal glandular substances, in healing tuberculosis patients. He discovered, as was a kind of a common medicine at the time, was glandular substances. And when he gave glandular substances, adrenal glandular tuberculosis patients, they healed. So being a researcher and a medical doctor, he really wanted to quantify, you know, what the ideal amount of adrenal substance was for optimal health. So he was using cats. And then he made a discovery that the cats that were fed table scraps, which was cooked food and in many cases processed and cooked foods, they weren't nearly as healthy as the cats that were just getting simple butcher scraps that were raw. And so that got his curious mind thinking, and he set up actually a series of experiments that went over 10 years, and he did it a lot of different ways, but essentially what he would do is he would take one group of cats that was fed only the raw whole food diet of cats, or what Pottinger, you know, deemed it should be, and then the other three groups of cats had varying degrees of cooked and processed foods. So in the most famous experiment, basically what he did is he gave one group of cats raw milk, raw meat, and cod liver oil. And then the other groups of cats, they still got the raw meat and the cod liver oil, but one of them got pasteurized milk, one of them got condensed milk, and one of them got sweetened and condensed milk. And then he would study their health. And, you know, no surprise, the cats with the more processed milk weren't as healthy. Mm-hmm. But what was surprising and what was profound and what's very, very important for us to understand is that when he held the improper diet constant, each generation of cats got sicker than the generation before it. So by the third generation, their structure was deformed, their teeth were all crowded. Now, as I'm saying this, Donna, I just want you to kind of picture some of the kids we have for today. Their teeth are all crowded, their faces are narrowed, they had developed fatty livers. They were developing social problems. They became reclusive or aggressive. They all started becoming allergic to milk, if they were, except for the raw milk cats, and they developed these chronic health conditions. And so, after this meticulous study, he published this, and Science and Medicine basically rejected his study because the data was very clear. But they said there is no genetic mechanism that would allow the transmission of a deficiency past the parents. You know, so we totally get that if a mother doesn't eat right, that the children won't be as healthy.
Right.
But what we didn't get is we really understand now is that what you feed your children will affect their children and their children. That's your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. And there's a particular ages where the diet is actually the most critical. And,
mm-hmm.
So anyway, you know, fast forward. So when I read this, so my job is I'm out visiting with doctors and teaching classes on clinical nutrition, and what I'm seeing, and the doctors are telling me, they're going, gosh, people are just getting sicker and sicker. And so I go, yeah, it's Pottinger's cats. You know, this is the third generation. We've been eating this bad food. And it's catching up with us. They just give me a blank. I said, well, someday I'll write a book. You can read it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've written the book, and I really want people to get this message. You know, when we're looking around at all these healthcare problems we have, this epidemic of diabetes and obesity and the amount of children with ADD and ADHD and this huge rise in autism, and everybody's looking around today going, well, what is it? What's going on? Is it immunizations today? Is it what we're feeding our kids today? It is, but even more profoundly, it's what their parents and their grandparents were exposed to that's now magnifying all these things and causing this kind of incredible crisis. So that's basically why I thought it was important to write the book. I want people to really understand two big things. The first is that we've dug ourselves into an epigenetic hole that's going to have unbelievably profound consequences, is having unbelievably profound consequences. But that secondly, that as we change them, as we changed our genetic expression to these problems, we can change it back to health if we go back to the proper foods, if we eat with respect to the diet of our ancestors and understand that concept of biochemical individuality, that we can reverse it. And the reason I know he can is because Pottinger did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he said with the cats, for example, it took four generations of cats before they went back to the healthy positioning
to the
that
perfect,
they were supposed to
perfect
be
perfect health,
in.
Right.
Well, and Excuse me, go ahead.
In the third generation, they couldn't reproduce anymore. They were so dysfunctional that they either lost their sexual drive or they had sexual activity, but they were infertile, or they conceived that the kittens were never held to term or born alive. So that's mm-hmm. when he reversed the diet. And when he reversed the diet, those cats did become healthier. They didn't regain the health of the control cats, but they became healthy enough to reproduce and raise their kittens. And those kittens were healthier, but they still weren't as healthy. But it took four generations to get back to that kind of feline perfection of the control cats. And so,
I wanted to share something with you. There was a gentleman whose name is Jay Kordick. He was considered the juice master, and I met Jay when he was in his 80s, and he was a strong advocate of juicing fruits and vegetables and trying to be as close to the natural form mm-hmm. of food as possible. One of the stories he shared was about his wife and how his wife, when she got pregnant with her first child, he said she was smoking. She was not an advocate of what he espoused. And so she goes through the pregnancy. She's not paying attention to what she's eating very much, a little bit, but not all that much. And her son was born with all kinds of problems. Well, this was something that was not expected because she was considered healthy by the doctors.
Right.
However, he started his son, as soon as he was able to, within 6 months with natural food. She nursed the child. Well, when she got pregnant with her second child, she had become aware of the value of nutrition, and she had stopped her smoking, and she went and followed Jay's recommendations 100%. That child, when he was born, was so healthy. It was amazing. So he said, it's an example of my own family, and he said, this is the difference that it makes. Now, we're talking about pregnant women here, but her health turned around so much, as did her firstborn. His health turned around because there was a shift in understanding about what was going to do the best for them.
Right.
And that is something that you just talked about with the cats, where the cat could go back to a better state of health. And you talk about a medical journalist, a woman by the name of Laura Pizzorno, and how she really was very cognizant of how important her body wellness was. Tell us about Laura and what she did to make sure that she was going to have the healthiest lifestyle possible.
Sure. Well, actually, Laura's husband, Dr. Joe Pizzorno, is one of the most famous naturopaths in the country. He was one of the founders of Bastyr University and things like that. So, of course, you know, they knew how to eat right. They were eating a healthy diet, and they were taking additional supplements. But Laura's family had a history of osteoporosis. Her mother and her aunts and everybody in her family developed osteopenia and osteoporosis. But, of course, she really felt like because she had taken up this healthy lifestyle that she wouldn't get it. So they were very shocked and dismayed when her bone mass started to diminish, and she was obviously osteopenic and on her way to osteoporosis like the rest of her family. So lucky for her, you know, this new kind of science of genomics, they did some extensive genetic testing, and what they found out is that she did actually have a gene that made it more difficult for her to absorb and metabolize vitamin D. So what would be plenty of vitamin D for you or I to maintain healthy bones, for Laura, it wasn't enough. But because they were able to access this genetic information, then what they did is they increased the amount of vitamin D up to an optimal amount for her, which was way more than a normal person would take. And when they did that, they actually then were able to reverse the osteopenia, and now can see very clearly that she will not be osteoporotic when she gets older. But that's actually an example of a true genetic, that's not an epigenetic problem, that's a genetic problem, but we wanted people to understand that also. But what's important is that scientists disagree a little bit, Don, about what the percentage is, but they're all within the range that only between 2% and 10% of disease processes are actually genetic. And all of the rest of them are really epigenetic, which means that they're genes being turned on or off by nutritional environmental factors. So, you know, in my case, I've have a family history of heart disease, but there's no real gene to be identified that causes the heart disease, but that I'm like now the third generation of people who have not, you know, my parents' diet wasn't ideal. My diet when I was younger, kind of like your friend, I had a bad diet and then I reversed it to a good diet, and now I'm taking those genes that had been switched towards ill health, and they're switching back towards health. So, I mean, I'm really proud to say that I'm healthier at 60 than I was at 40.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want people to understand that for the most part, because people use it as an excuse. They go, well, you know, everybody, all the women in my family have breast cancer. Everybody in my family gets heart disease or whatever, or becomes diabetic. So I'm just doomed. So why even try? But the reality is that we have a set of genes. That's true. Just like Laura Pizzorno had that gene that metabolize vitamin D, but that for the most part, we can switch genes back on towards health, and we can take other genes and switch that are unhealthy genes and switch them off so that we really express as best as we can, you know, the potential of health in our genes. So we have a lot of control. We don't have 100%, but we've got 90% of our outcome is not going to be what we inherited from our parents, but what we do.
I told you before we went on air that I was doing some research earlier today in preparation for the show, because there's a program or a dietary, a Dr. Adamo, that talked about how foods are very important. You have to pay attention to blood types.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that one of the greatest accomplishments in the 21st century, and I've been saying this for years, is going to be taking an individual and being able to make an assessment of their genome and all the other things that go with it, and advising what is going to create the best health for that person. Because what works for one doesn't work for another, which is just what you've been talking about. And how does this relate? Because when you look at dieting for blood types, and I've seen so many people affected by this in a positive way, they'll say, gee whiz, if I'm an O blood type, I shouldn't have wheat. I need to do this, 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 and this. And they usually will feel better when they do. If you're a B, it's okay that you have meat. You know, that's fine. But you're not to have certain types of meat. It's like pork is bad for you, or you shouldn't have chicken. And it's because of the chemical composition of the meat itself. And so you have all these, and then the ABs or the A's make wonderful vegetarians because they're happy as clams. Their bodies thrive on that, mm-hmm. seemingly. What is that kind of a relationship with what you're talking about? Because you've talked about being able to make individual assessments. How can we do that?
Well, that's a great question. So that's one thing people should understand, that a diet that's healthy for one person isn't necessarily going to be healthy for another person. One of the things we talk about is this idea, and today a lot of natural health practitioners, they go, well, you know, really basically, you know, people shouldn't drink, you know, dairy products because, you know, they don't metabolize them well. But here's what we know is that some people, it depends a lot on what your ancestors did, and a lot of the blood typing is really based on our ancestral characteristics. So we know that, for example, people from Sweden, 98% of them can metabolize lactose from dairy just fine. But if you take Asians, for example, who never consumed dairy as adults, you know, their ability to even metabolize lactose is completely different, almost the opposite. Mm-hmm. Like 75% of them, that's not the exact figure, but about 75% can't. And then they have some other examples of some people who have had exposure to dairy for a long period of time that actually do quite well on dairy. So it's true. We all are individuals, and there's no one perfect diet. So as it turns out, and again, it's not really the topic of the book, but it's a favorite topic of mine, is what I've been teaching doctors for almost 20 years is how to assess their patients nutritional needs based on this a system of functional testing that I learned and I developed this protocol. You know, so for example, you know, one person like Laura Pizzorno, to metabolize calcium, she may need more vitamin D, but for another person, they may not. Their calcium problems may be associated with a lack of magnesium or the fact that their thyroid's not working. And so this technique that I've developed or that I was developed and I've kind of enhanced, we actually do this testing called lingual neural testing where we take a physiological measurement on a person. Sometimes it's a reflex or a measurable, something quantifiable that you can measure, and then we have them taste different nutrients, and then we remeasure it. And when the person gets the right nutrient, then their physical parameters actually change in like 30 seconds. And so it's really interesting. I'm diverting though from the book because that is a that whole biochemical individuality thing is a passion of mine, but it's not quite the same as the main topic of our book, which is epigenetics.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true, but you have the guidelines that you have in your book. So I wanted to bring that out, and I think that you bring such significant points out in the book, not just the scientific research, and it's an easy read. I mean, really, I'd say have a highlighter in your pen because when you go through, there are things that are really going to grab your mind. And you talk about how understanding these things, understanding the individual physiological chemistry, the epigenetics, that it's going to change the paradigms of nutrition. I was listening to something on a news broadcast this morning, and these people are trying to make decisions that are supposed to apply to everybody. It's all coming from the government, and the government has done this stuff throughout I don't know how many generations, and they usually get it wrong. And so here we are, and people are going
to
sit there like a bunch of zombies saying, wow, if the federal government gives these guidelines, they're correct. They're not.
Right.
We just can't get suckered into that.
The federal government
it's awful.
They don't do a good job. I mean, really, the United States Department of Agriculture comes up with those guidelines, and their real job is to promote American agriculture. So, you know, the grain-based diet is great for, you know, our grain-based agriculture, but it's not necessarily good for us, you know. And So I think you have to take all that with a grain of salt. We really need to move away from big agriculture to local sustainable organic agriculture. There's just so many indications of why that's so very important for us and for our children. And you know, there's a movement. I'm sure Donna, you probably see it too, of local, fresh, sustainable, you know, food sources. There's a whole group of us, you know, crazy foodies out there now that are really striving to eat that way, and that's creating a market that you see sprouting up everywhere, and we talk about in the book too. So,
Yes, you do. And one of the biggest factors that is a very, very strong impact, and that is how food is processed to such a degree that it's nutritional value. We're actually seeing people having malnutrition, and they think that they're eating okay, but they're not. I have a very dear friend that went on a dietary program with one of these companies. It was very, very large. She ended up being rushed to an emergency room, and the physician said, well, you've got a serious gallbladder problem. We're going to have to do emergency surgery right now. And they did that, and afterwards, because it was a life-threatening situation that it evolved, and she was unaware of it, and afterwards, the physician talked to her and wanted to know what she had been eating. This was an internal specialist, and she told him about this program she had been on. He said, my dear, that's what's caused this problem. You have been following these dictums for over a year. Yes, you've gotten trim, but you sacrificed your own wellness and your gallbladder
right. Because
of it. And so much of it had to do with the preservatives that were in food.
I know. One of the worst things for your gallbladder are these hydrogenated vegetable oils, which
yes.
We were actually, you know, kind of told for many years. We were told, oh, well, you should never eat butter, but you should eat margarine because it's polyunsaturates. But what we know now is those hydrogenated oils, practically in our body, they're practically like plastics, and they gum up our gallbladder, and then they create a thick bile, which then creates stones, and really one of the culprits of the kind of epidemic of gallbladder disease too is the low fat diet, because the gallbladder actually needs to be stimulated with good fats on a regular basis so that it flushes. And the science is very clear that the low-fat diet is very bad on your gallbladder. If you combine a low-fat diet with these highly processed oils, these hydrogenated oils, you know, that's really the main. We could eliminate gallbladder disease in this country practically if we just ate good fats, you know, in reasonable amounts, and avoided these highly processed fats, and avoided highly processed foods with things like other types of preservatives. That's true. I do a lot of work with doctors with gallbladders, and almost every gallbladder, until to the point where your friend was, where it's an emergency situation, they can almost always be saved with a good nutritional therapy. Mm-hmm. Done it many, many, many times. So
absolutely, the same thing with so many other issues. Now I know our time is getting close. Something that's finally being acknowledged, and I've had a cardiovascular surgeon on my show. I've had a number of doctors that have been talking about inflammation and how diet contributes to the inflammation process in the body system that eventually creates a negative environment, cardiovascular problems. And I know this cardiovascular surgeon that I had on, he said he's done over 5,000 surgeries. He said as a technician, he can perhaps save people's lives. But he said, why not eliminate the problem? It has just escalated since the 60s at a phenomenal rate, men and women both.
It's crazy, and I'm so glad that you have that idea that inflammation is really what causes heart disease. This whole idea that the main reason we get heart disease is because of cholesterol is actually a faulty premise, that really there's a relationship between cholesterol and heart disease, but heart disease is essentially an inflammatory disease. And even if your cholesterol is very low, if you have systemic inflammation, you will develop heart disease. Half the people who get heart disease don't even have high cholesterol. And so,
right.
And what we eat is so important to whether or not we have an inflammatory, anti-inflammatory environment within our body. If you ever want to have me back, we can talk on inflammation for another half an hour, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a really good start, you know, in our book, we have the 10 green gene guidelines, and those guidelines are quite anti-inflammatory. It's a very good place to start in terms of, you know, reducing the inflammatory burden in our body.
Absolutely. And that's why I think the information that you have in your book is so valuable. And not only are you bringing forth certain ideas and concepts that in many respects are not new. They really aren't.
Yeah.
They've been around for centuries, and we go through all of these shifts and changes, and with the Industrial Revolution and with being able to make things more exciting and palatable, and we have advertising shoved at us all the time, we buy into a lot of things that are promoted unless we have the awareness that we've got to be intelligently educated about how to take care of this wonderful, wonderful living machine, our physical vehicle that we occupy, and take good care of it so it's going to get the best possible fuel, if you will, and run efficiently and effectively, surpassing the expectations of what the average individual lifetime is, and enjoying wellness, alertness, and happiness because of feeling good by being alert to what we put into it. Now, I know that, Gray, you've got a website. Where can people go to find out more about this?
We certainly do. My website is pottingersprophecy.com, and so I encourage people to go there and become a member. I've just started. I'm working on this project actually with my son, and we've pledged that every week we're going to post excerpts from the book, you know, valuable tips that so people would, of course, like everybody to buy the book. But if people would like to follow along on that, they can sign up, and we'll send them a regular newsletter where we'll take one aspect of the book and we'll we'll talk about it and help people to understand, you know, one piece at a time, kind of build a new foundation.
Well, Gray, I think you and Deborah and Larry have done an absolutely wonderful job. I really am grateful that this is in print and that this came to my attention. And I wish you nothing but the best because, again, this is using science in a way that is meant to benefit people. And it's not pushing something that cannot be investigated and validated. And I think with so many people, just like myself, they'll say, this didn't work for me. That doesn't work for me. What's wrong with my body? It's nothing wrong with your body. Your body's unique. Your body is special. It is meant to be nourished in its own patterning. So go to PottingersProphecy.com. That's PottingersProphecy, prophecy.com. You'll find out how you can get in touch with Gray if you're interested. Gray Graham, Deborah Keston, Larry Sherwitz. These three individuals dedicated to making our lives better put their knowledge, expertise, and information to the best of their capacity together in this book. I recommend it highly. It's a very good read. Thank you so much, Gray, for being with us against PottingersProphecy.com. Check in with their free newsletter, too. That'll be an advantage. It's been a delight having you as a guest. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com. and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. We've got some good things to share with you, including if you would like to chat with me today. The telephone number to call into is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Well, I thought I would share something. Well, I've got a number of things I wanted to talk to you about today. One of the items, because you know I'm an avid reader. I mean, you can't have 400 to 600 publications a year come across your desk and not read. But there is apparently quite a bit of interest in how many people are really reading. It is always discouraging to me when I hear people who are in the status of teaching discouraging reading, discouraging learning how to write, learning how to do things, and to communicate, basically, effectively. Well, they're finding, when it comes to readers, the prime areas for readers are students in college. That's right, college towns. There was a study released by Amazon and I just got the information this afternoon, that Cambridge, Massachusetts is the country's best read city. Cambridge, Massachusetts. And that's where Harvard University is. But it is a love of learning that generally is in that area. And Alexandria, Virginia, comes in second. And the schools that have the biggest amount of readers are the George Washington University and the Virginia Commonwealth University. They have satellite campuses as well. So the love of learning is encouraged. Those people that are literate are going to be the movers and the shakers in the world, hopefully, if they learn how not just to read and memorize, but to also think. Berkeley, California, and I know we've got a listener that's called in. I'll be right with you. Berkeley, California was in third place. Ann Arbor, Michigan, in fourth place. Each of these cities had colleges, and there are many, many more, and that's where the readers were. So it's important, if you have a child in your home, encourage them to read. Encourage them to have debates about subject matter. Encourage them to learn how to think. It is only when we learn to do that process, and I say it because I had to learn how to do it, when we don't parrot what we hear, but we really think about what is appropriate, what isn't, we ask questions. That is what makes life a rich experience. And let's see if we can make it a little bit richer for you. If you want to call me, 888-815-9756. Donna Sebo here. I know there's a caller on the line, first name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Michelle, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Michelle. Where in California? North, south?
Oh, south. San Diego.
Ah, San Diego, beautiful place. Just sending an email to somebody that's in that area. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous area. Okay, Michelle, let's get down to business with you. You've got your work cut out for you. I'm seeing you rolling up your shirt sleeves, and you're sort of frustrated because you thought you didn't have to keep on working, per se. But you've got a lot on your plate, hon. There's no shortcuts here. So all of the little tiny baby steps that you're taking are going to end up reaping a reward for you, but you are going to need to build what I call the networking connection effect. It's somebody knowing someone. You just keep opening your mouth and say, this is what I really am interested in. Who do you know? Don't be embarrassed. So often we're taught to do exactly the opposite. I know I was. So always, ladies, don't do that. Well, I've got news for you. Ladies, do it. You need to make people aware of the fact that you absolutely have a passion and you want to find out where you're going to fit. It looks to me that you are going to be going into a specialized area of education. There is a particular program that will give you a certification that will be very valuable to you. You are going to have to plan for this, however, because there is a fair amount of cash that will have to be paid out for this certification. But once that is done, and it may take about 6 to 8 months to go through it, once it's done, it's as if someone just seems to pop up and say, you're the person I'm looking for. So continue to do the work necessary, whatever it is that you're aspiring for. Continue to keep your eye on the objective, and don't be upset with the tiny steps that you're taking. This is a hard-working year. You've had 2.5 to 3 very hard-working years, and it's probably the last thing you wanted to hear out of my mouth, but I want you to not be discouraged with it, because there are people that are paying attention, and you just need to continue to invest in yourself. Do you have a question for me?
That was very interesting. I'm actually not involved in teaching or education of any kind, but I'm interested to see what's going to unfold.
Well, what is it that you wanted to ask me, dear?
My question is totally not even work-related. It is in regards to my health. My hair seems to be falling out, and I just went and got some blood tests done, and I don't have the results yet, and it's just taking a while, and so I'm just like, what's going to be the outcome of this?
Well, I think this is something that may relate to exactly what I said to you. You're going to need to invest in yourself. You really are.
Mm-hmm.
And it may mean that you will find that there is going to be something of tremendous interest to you and you want to be qualified for it, to be able to be one of those representatives of education and understanding. So though you may not be able to see that in your mind at this time, just sort of tuck it away. This experience is really going to make you alert and aware to the fact that your body has a malfunction, if you will. It's not unlike what happens with an automobile when a hose begins to wear out, or we're short on oil, or we've got to pay attention to the type of fuel we put in. It's the same thing with you. You are becoming aware, number one, that stress is causing a toll on you physiologically. Number
but I'm not
two,
stressed.
Well,
I'm
you
not
may not
stressed.
Think you are. You may not think you are in the typical way, but your body is stressed. Your
mm-hmm.
body is stressed. So there's things that are going on multiple levels. The blood tests are excellent. You're going to get some information that's really going to surprise you. But you're going to find that there is a nutritional application that is really mm-hmm. going to come in handy for you. It's really going to come in handy. And it's going to be a lot of work and a lot of research to really investigate and find out what you can do for yourself. It's going to cause a whole shift and change for you, Michelle.
Wow.
And I think it's very positive because this is easy. This can be remedied, what you're experiencing physiologically.
Got you.
And so I think this is part, of your learning curve.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just don't know why it's all happening now. I mean, I've been healthy my entire life. Why now? But
well,
sure
again,
there
are multiple things that have been going on for quite a while, and we don't have time to go into it on the air, but there are
mm-hmm.
multiple things affecting you, mentally, physically, spiritually, and even emotionally. And this isn't to be woo-woo. This is just real life. It happens to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have situations that are introduced to us. It can come through food, it can come through environment, it can come through a number of things, and all of a sudden our body says, excuse me, I've had enough of this, so we are going to go through a shutdown. I know, I've been through things like that myself, and I've counseled and worked with a lot of people through the years. So your particular situation, don't take an attitude that there's something you did wrong, or gee whiz, is it my karma, what have you. No, don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is say, okay, my body is being challenged. I am going to find out what it is that I need to do mm-hmm. for me that is going to enable my body to go back to the natural balance it should have.
Yeah.
And it's
That's
not unusual that it hits
it.
Us, you know, as we get older, because when we're younger, often we have got so much more to work with, and we just run on steam lots of time when we're younger, and we just don't pay attention to many things. And again, it's your own individual body chemistry. So I think you're very fortunate that you're going through these things because it's enabling you to open up your mind and your understanding about who you are and how you can take charge of your own space. And it is going to mean work. It's not going to be just take a pill and you've got it. It's not going to work that way.
What will I have to do?
I think it is educating yourself, and not unlike the gentleman that I interviewed, Greg Graham,
mm-hmm.
on Pottinger's, the book, Pottinger's Prophecy. And it's things like this, and you go in and you start reading. You say, okay, let me find out what I need to know. So do the blood tests. You're taking the right steps. You're asking questions. And check out things on the Internet. But ask questions.
Okay.
You're going to come out of this just fine, and you're going to become very well-educated.
Okay. Well,
thanks for calling in, Michelle.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. And if you'd like to call in and chat with me, 888-815-9756. Hey, looking for work? You're interested in finding something? Maybe you hear about something on the Internet? Let's give you some information about how to avoid job scams and a little bit more. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com. and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. I wanted to share with you, oh, don't forget, you can give me a buzz at 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I do want to mention also that I am going to be appearing in the Pacific Northwest doing a class on July the 26th, and there's also other appearances that are coming up, and you'll be able to find out more on my website there, DelphiInternational.com, but also check out my newsletter, which is Donna@DelphiInternational.com. You could email me, and I'll be happy to put you down on my mailing list, or you can just go right into my website and check out the newsletter and find out the latest things that are going on and that are going to be coming up where I am going to be appearing publicly. All right, you're looking for work. You really want to find something. Well, the scam artists are out there promoting all kinds of jobs. What about the work-at-home jobs? Oh, my goodness, there are so many of those that are available. And a lot of people, especially women who have children, they say, oh, if I could just make an extra $500,000 a month, gee whiz, that'd make such a difference with my family. These are some things that you need to avoid. And David Horowitz is a man I have a great deal of respect for. And these are some of the things that he has put out in the way of information, and I really agree with him. He said, you need to avoid advertisements that promise you'll get rich quick. You think we would eventually reach a point where we wouldn't fall for those things. But sometimes when you're in hard times, something will sound so good. It's just too good to be true, and by golly, it really is. They'll take your money, and they'll run. Now, a lot of these positions that will be offered, they're going to want money up front from you. So you just don't want to get stuck with that. You also want to research the company before you agree to do any work. You really want to talk to some people that are familiar with the company. find out if there's been any complaints against them. And one of the big red flags is you don't want to be trained at home, and you don't ever pay for training material. Now, that's something a lot of us would say, gee whiz, there's a lot of things that go out there. We should be able to do it online. You've got to be alert that this is part of the scam. They'll get your money, send you a book, and then you're not going to be able to make the money at all. Also, you need to ask how often you're going to be paid. You want to get the information in writing, and don't work until you're promised a prompt payment. And if they're going to send you something electronically, which a lot of money is transferred at this time, my recommendation would be if you're going to do something of that nature and it works out that it is reputable, then make sure you have a separate savings account that it would be put into. Don't mingle it with your regular checking or regular savings account. Make it something that is separate. Also, there are all kinds of online ads. They'll tell you you can earn $100 a day or $10,000 more a month in an exciting entry-level position, often in sports and television or film. And these are arenas of industry that, unless you know someone, it's very, very difficult to get into. So they said you need to be sure that you check them out. And not just getting references, check your company. Learn exactly what it is that they do before you set up yourself for an interview, because it more than likely you're not going to find that they are what they say they are. Also, direct deposit paychecks. This is something, again, I just mentioned to you, you need to have a separate account for. Well, there are a lot of con artists who have used job ads to attract an unsuspecting job seeker and tell them that the only way they can pay wages is by a direct deposit, and they will ask you for your bank account number. Remember, once they have that bank account number, they can steal both your identity and your money. This is not something to be done lightly, believe me. And I've known a number of people that have had to deal with this issue, so just be wise. Don't ever put yourself into a situation where someone is going to have access to your money. Also, be careful about the email job. I get so much stuff in my email. Do you? Oh, my goodness, I get so much. And I just hit the delete button because I know that most of it is to get money, which is fine. I don't have an issue with people who want to do it. But I know there's no such thing as getting rich quick. I've never met anybody that's had that happen, ever. And I've talked to people from all walks of life, from all kinds of environments. So you need to be careful. Don't give out your personal information. And if the company that is offering you a job does not offer a face-to-face interview, be aware. You are being set up. Don't fall for those fees when you're submitting a resume or link to a pay service that offers job listings if you pay their monthly subscription price. Be aware. If you want to know more, then just start talking to people that are in the know. Really talk to people that help others find jobs. Get down to the bare bones. And remember, you don't have to be a victim here. I know times are tough for a lot of people, but this may be an opportunity for you to perhaps look at another area of endeavor. I was talking with someone just yesterday who's in the media business and said, you know, I'm really good at this, but I really want to get into something else. So they're going to school and they're getting training and they're moving into an entirely different environment, but all of the knowledge and expertise that they have is paying off for them because of the connections that they have made right within their own industry that's allowing them to then network into an adjacent industry that they're going to do very, very well in. So I'm really pleased for that person, but they have been very resourceful. They found that some things didn't work for them and others did. Well, I've got some information on aquaculture that I'm going to be sharing with you another time. I do want to encourage you to go to Pottinger's Prophecy, Pottinger's Prophecy. I think you'll find the material there very, very interesting. This is Donna Sebo. Tomorrow, our guest is going to be Dan Griffin. We're going to be talking about a man's way through the 12 steps, helping men deal with their challenges. Wonderful perspective, great guy, and we'll hope that you'll be able to join us tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here at bbsradio.com. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
Sunrise. listening to Flow Dreaming with your host, Summer McStravick.
Welcome to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick. How are you today? It is potluck hour here at Flow Dreaming. So that means that the show today could go in any possible direction. And I'm looking forward to your calls. I know that I often give you people who want to call in, all of you listeners, the short end of the stick by waiting till the end of the program to take calls. So today we're going to start from the very beginning. So here is the phone number, 1-877-230-3062. Now it's toll free anywhere in the world, 877-230-3062. I believe that if you're calling in from outside of the U.S., you dial a 1 and a 1 before 877. But check, I'm sure you know how to do it already. So today we're going to just cover whatever comes up in the air, whatever questions people have on their mind, we will look at and see what we, see what we can do. I'm going to be sharing with you not just flow dreaming today, what that technique is and how we use it to manifest and create in our lives, but also how I use it empathically, how I go in and access that energy to draw information from it as well as put information into it. Sometimes I've done shows in the past about that, how flow dreaming is predominantly a technique and a philosophy that teaches how to manifest, how to create. It's a very I want to say masculine art in the sense that you are creating, describing, putting out. But I don't want you to get this messed up or mixed up with masculine stereotypes. I'm strictly speaking in terms of opposite polarities here. The masculine one being the, you know, typically the active polarity. The feminine aspect being the receptive polarity. Flow energy runs both. I mean, it has both within it. It has the masculine and it has the feminine. And when you're manifesting, when you're creating and putting energy into the cosmos, you're describing, you're creating, you're saying this is what will happen. You're using the more masculine aspect of that energy. However, interestingly enough, when you are receiving the fruits of what you are manifesting, you are then shifting into the feminine mode, the receiving mode. So really, manifesting is an art that's very nicely balanced. That's some observation I actually put on my Facebook page just a few days ago, that when we use the energies of manifesting, we are kind of working in both directions. But when we're flow dreaming, we're actually putting the information out there. We're getting it generated. We're bringing it up inside of us and putting it out. So today, during our program, what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of that, and then I'm also going to do a little bit of pulling information out, the receptive, the feminine, the bringing back in, the understanding, asking questions, seeing what's available, receiving in the information. So it should be rather interesting. The other thing I think that's interesting about today's show, whether you're listening to this in the archives or not, doesn't make a difference, is that right now, this particular day when I'm taping it or when I'm broadcasting it live here, is the summer solstice. It's the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere. And I think most people know what that means. But for those of you who are, you know, you've heard of it before, but you're not quite sure what exactly happens on the summer solstice. Well, it's the exact moment when the axial tilt of the Earth is at its most inclined toward the sun during the 365 days it takes to go around the Earth. In other words, the northern hemisphere is most tilted toward the sun. So it's getting the most warmth, the longest daylight hours of the year. Now, we also happen to think that the solstice is a day-long event. It's the whole day that we are like that. It actually happens at a one particular time when it's at its very peak, most inclined. And for us today, that happened about an hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago, around 10 something in the morning on the Pacific time. Now, what does this mean for you down there in Oz? In Australia, you are experiencing your winter solstice, the exact opposite, when you are tilted the farthest from the sun. You have your darkest day of the year right now. Well, for those of us who are in the northern hemisphere, here's something to think about. we just talked about how flow dreaming is, and the art of manifesting has a kind of masculine polarity to it, because it is one that is about going outside of yourself. It's exterior oriented. It's thrust and movement and creativity and creation. Now, being that this is the longest day of the year here for us, and the sun is at its greatest exposure, and the sun, again, typically has the same masculine characteristic, this is a wonderful day to be manifesting, a wonderful day to be putting out those energies into the universe. So what happens for you, again, in the southern atmosphere? Well, you are receiving today. You are receiving. What are all the things that you have been putting out throughout the year? Can you spend time on the interior today? Can you spend time inside yourself? Can you reach out and find all those things that you've been creating and swoop them in and say, I take you in. I accept you all. I understand you're starting to happen. You're going to, become in my life, and I receive you and I accept you. So this is kind of a nice pivotal day, no matter where you are. Another way of looking at it is the yin and the yang. I guess that takes some of the masculine, feminine stereotyping out of it, because, again, I don't want you to think of this in terms of gender or, sexism, anything along those lines. So if you'd prefer to think of it in terms of yin, which is the feminine side, and yang, which is the masculine side, look at it from that perspective, from the more ancient Asian perspective. Yang energy is fast and focused, dry, aggressive, fire, sun. Yin energy is passive. It's the water. It's the moon. It's the night. It's yielding. It's receptive. So you can also look at it like that, however you choose. Today we're going to do a little bit of both here as we move through our hour. We're going to flow through. There's another interesting dynamic right there. You know, I always talk about flow energy as a kind of river, as a kind of movement, moving forward, this way that we move into time. Well, I go back and forth using the metaphors I use because, again, this energy is both. You know, it's like describing creation, describing source. You can't say it's only masculine. You can't say it's only feminine or only yin or only yang. I often describe it in very yin terms, that flow energy is a river. It's water. It's flowing. It's moving, and yet very powerful, very strong. You know, water cuts channels deep into rock. But then sometimes I describe flow energy as being like a path, or being something that moves forward, and you can sense it as being something that's being propelled like a comet. You know, again, now there's a very masculine image, something shooting or firing forward, moving you through space, moving you into the next few seconds and days and years of your life. Flow is both. It's beautiful, perfect, balanced energy that we are made of. And it's our choice, which aspect do we wish to use? Which are we focusing on or concentrating on? So bear all of this in mind today, some of these more philosophical aspects, as we are sitting here in the middle of our summer solstice and our winter solstice. Now, use that energy, whichever is the most prominent and powerful for you, as you manifest today. I myself, I'm thinking if I have some time, I'm going to take my daughter out, and, you know, because we're here on summer vacation, maybe go to the beach and spend some time with her, you know, helping her to manifest and create and kind of launching her on this, using the powerful energies of this pivotal point in the year for that. So maybe think of something special that you would like to do along those lines. I also have my card deck here today because, like I said, I see the calls here, and all kinds of topics are up on my computer screen to talk about. Well, a long time ago, years and years now, I can't believe that, I created my own card deck of flow dreaming cards. What I did is I have used tarot cards for many, many years. I really appreciate the symbolism, the lineage, the ancient history, how they evolved from simple playing cards, how they were used at different periods in history to communicate essential truths when, certain institutions were oppressing those truths from getting out there and trying to, you know, keep people held down and in their place. So I really respect tarot and the uses that it's had in society, as well as its usefulness to connect to higher energies and divine energies. I've always viewed it as sacred. When I created my flow dreaming cards, I modeled them after the tarot. However, all the things about the tarot that ever frustrated me over the years, I modified in my own deck. For instance, I have a yes card and I have a no card, because anybody who's ever had a reading, you always want to know ultimately, yes or no, should I or shouldn't I, do they or don't they? And one of the most difficult things in working with people in tarot cards is trying to get them to ask the right questions that the energies can answer appropriately. Well, anyway, I have a yes and a no card in here. So sometimes when there is a black and white answer, it can be expressed. Otherwise, everything is modeled after the energies. Where are things traveling for you? Where are they going? Let the cards show them. So I'll be pulling those out and using, and you'll get a little taste of what they are like. By the way, I'm sorry, you cannot actually purchase these cards. Little, you know, asterisk there. You can't purchase these. I've never actually produced them or had them made. Of course, I'm open to it if it happens, like all things in the flow. But in the meantime, they're just for me and for you, and we work together. I do private sessions for people, by the way. We can use the cards during those if you wish, or you can just use my talents within the flow. Lots and lots of reviews on my website on those private sessions. By the way, you might want to check them out. The website is flowdreaming.com, flowdreaming.com. Many, many good articles there. I encourage you to sign up for the newsletter. I never pepper you with all kinds of emails from other people or, you know, trying to sell stuff and, you know, for other people. I never do that. I always write what I hope are intelligent and thoughtful articles that will help you better use manifesting energy, talk about things that people have emailed me about in the weeks prior, because I always enjoy sharing your emails, whether I answer them in the newsletter or on air here. Anyway, so do enjoy flowdreaming.com. There is a manifesting store where you can find all of the CDs that I've made about this, the books, the audio books, the single subject downloads. Some of the biggest, most exciting ones people have enjoyed lately have been the super lucky one, as well as the debt relief flow dream. So you might want to take a look for those. Okay. I think that is enough for us to start our show with. We're going to go to a quick break, and I see the calls. I'll be getting to you right after this. We will also be doing a flow dream a bit later in the show together, where I will take you into this space, into the flow, deep within these energies, and you and I will go there together, and we'll manifest, create something using this wonderful power of the sun, and we will see what happens in our lives as a result. I'm Summer McStravick. The show is Flow Dreaming, and we'll be right back after this first short break.
What can you do to smooth out a difficult situation? How can you program a new career, good health, or a fulfilling relationship into your future? Or maybe you need to know what someone, such as a spouse, boss, friend, or family member, is thinking so you can make some informed choices. Summer can help you with every one of these situations in a private session. She's already helped thousands of others, and you can read reviews of her intuitive and manifesting skills at flowdreaming.com. Visit flowdreaming.com to schedule your reading today.
Are you new to the flow? Start with a free Flow Dream MP3 from Summer McStravick's website, flowdreaming.com. Sign up for her newsletter, which she always writes herself, and she'll send you a Flow Dream to put on your MP3 player so you can begin sculpting your universe and learning the art of manifesting. Just go to flowdreaming.com and sign up for the newsletter today.
Losing weight can seem like a real struggle. Well, that might be because for years you've only approached it with diets and exercise. But what about energy, your energy, the flowing blueprint through your body that describes just how your body wants to look and feel? It often surprises people when I tell them that if you lose 10 pounds off your physical body, you better make sure your body's energy template loses those same 10. But how? Well, I use flow dreaming to sculpt my body energetically and remind it of how it wants to look and feel. The Flow Dreaming Weight Loss Support System that I use is a two-week journey into blissful, happy daydreams about your beautiful self that actually works to reshape your energies as well. Look for the Weight Loss Support System on flowdreaming.com. It's a whole new way to lose weight.
Summer McStravick's Flow Dreams to Fall Asleep To has been a lifesaver for so many people who've had a hard time falling asleep due to anxiety, stress, or constant worry about situations that feel out of their control. Just look at the reviews on our website, flowdreaming.com. Her gentle words and guidance into the flow is the perfect path into a deep, restful night. Plus, for everyone who can get to sleep, this CD is the perfect way to fill your mind with positive, soothing words and imagery that will build your inner confidence and self-love and keep you in your flow. This CD is a treasure you can give yourself tonight by getting the downloadable MP3 of the CD Flow Dreams to Fall Asleep To on our website, flowdreaming.com, or visit amazon.com. Here's wishing you sweet dreams.
Get in your flow today and discover how to create your world with Flow Dreaming with Summer McStravick.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick, getting to your calls, and we'll be doing a flow dream too as we move through the rest of our potluck hour today on this splendid day of the year, splendiferous day of the year. All right, let's start with Brian from California. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Hey, Summer.
Hi. Have we spoken before?
What?
Have we ever spoken before?
We haven't.
No? Okay, great. Well, it's nice to meet you. What's going on in your life?
Let me start off by telling you that I'm on my sixth day of the Prosperity Challenge, and I love it.
Oh, good.
But I want to talk to you about my love flow, if you can go in there and see what you see.
Your love life. What's going on in your love life, Brian? Okay. Now, are you calling because there's somebody particular you have in mind that you have a big crush on?
I've been dating a few guys, but I'm just not inspired enough to, like, actually succeed. So I just wanted to know what you see in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, your phone line is coming through kind of rough, but, you know, I can hear you just fine, just so you know. Okay, so now why do I get this feeling that there is somebody you have a big crush on? You're saying you're not inspired for them. Let me ask my cards what's happening. Very interesting.
I didn't recently start dating somebody. This is like brand new. I've been on like 2 dates with him, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. You're not sure of where it's going. Well, let's see. I thought I'd bring the cards to see this. I can look into your flow as well and see where you're going in terms of that. Interesting. The card that comes up first is called Maturity. The question surrounds issues of maturity. Someone may be acting immaturely or without thought for their needs or for your own. Maturity means acting from wisdom, courage, inner insights, self-sacrifice, perhaps to a higher goal. I'm wondering if the men that you have been, meeting or talking with, the reason that your passion isn't being inspired or piqued for them has to do with your sense that they are just not going to offer enough. They are not going to give enough. They're not going to give you the maturity, the kind of stability, the relationship that you're now looking for. It may be that, as I look at you and your past relationships, it's like you have taken you've recently grown. Let's say that. You've developed, or your heart has, you know, reached a new place inside of itself where it's looking for new things. You could call this maturity. And what's happening is the kind of people that you've been attracted to in the past, the kind of relationships that you've had in the past, are still matching the old part of you, the old you. So you're looking at them and you're like, well, no, this isn't enough. This isn't enough. It's not what I'm looking for now. It's kind of like the men that you're meeting have to catch up to this new maturity, I believe, that you're displaying. There's an imbalance, a teeter-totter.
Yes, absolutely.
You recognize that.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of like you're 40 and they're all 20. You know, that's the idea in terms of what's going on in their minds. Nothing wrong with being 20. It's just that, you know, you're looking for different things out of life at that point. So let's see, where do you need to go next? Let me see what you need to be doing. Interesting. Student, now is the time to seek guidance, looking for a teacher or a means to educate yourself. Feel the perfect guidance coming to you in your flow, someone who can make sense of the situation for you. By the way, what I'm doing here is I'm reading you some of the words that are on the cards if you're wondering, where is she coming from with these strange little things? So what this information is saying is that while you are moving through this shift, you're sort of ahead of the pack, and so when you look around, there's nobody really around you unless you want to look behind you. Imagine yourself like the lead greyhound or the lead horse or the lead car. Yeah, that's how you feel, exactly.
Yeah.
But you're a student still. You're still learning what it's like to be in this new place. You're learning who you are, what kinds of new characteristics you're looking for in people. How do you say no to the old kinds of people? Do you wait it out and, you know, wait forever? Or do you just finally sigh and say, okay, fine, I'll go with one of these other ones that I wasn't really wanting? You know, these are all questions that you're going to start encountering and facing. So student means that, you know, you might start seeking other people who are similar to you. Maybe not men that you're interested in, but friends. Maybe you have some girlfriends, or maybe you have some other men friends who are in strong, secure, stable relationships who can kind of mentor you and say, you know what? Yeah, you're right. You know, you're looking for this now. And they can help you and guide you and help you assess. That's what it is. You need help assessing. Okay. So let me look one last time into your flow and see who we have. The man that you've seen a couple of times, he seems like he's going to kind of just sort of come and go. He's not real stable right now for you. Maybe he's busy elsewhere. He's doing something or he has other people he's going to. I don't know. But he's not a steady kind of personality. So I'm not so sure about that.
Okay.
All right, Brian. Thank you for your call today. I hope I helped you.
You helped me a lot. Thank you so much, Summer.
Oh, great. Take care and enjoy the Prosperity Challenge. I'm happy you're doing that. I love that program.
So do I. Thank you.
Bye. Well, that's interesting. What we were able to give to Brian there was just a sense of clarity on his current situation so he can understand himself and not feel uncomfortable with where he is or question himself and the place that he's at. So let's see what Charlene? You're from Baton Rouge?
Yes, Charlene.
Hi, Charlene.
Hi. I'm so excited. I'm a manifesting machine.
You're a manifesting machine. Yay. What's going on?
Oh, wow. I just actually discovered you about a week ago, and look at me already on the phone because I
Wow. Hey, where did you find me? I'm starting to ask people now. Where did you first hear me?
On Everyday Attraction on Unity FM.
Oh, wonderful. That was so nice. A lot of people heard me there, and that's with the wonderful Ray Zander and her show, so... Hugs to Ray. She's one of my favorite people.
Yeah, I kept saying, I need a tool to break through this resistance. And boom.
yes.
And then I said, wow, I need to talk to Summer. And boom, here's Summer.
good. Okay, so what resistance are we facing right now?
Some disconnect in my marriage, some loss of emotional intimacy. And I'm trying to let go of the results, you know, the details, and just flow dream on the outcome. Something you said in Ray's show was, I forget the quote now. It just left me. But find us a way or release me from the desire.
Oh, one of my favorites. Yes.
But I just wondered, since I'm, I got you. You know, could you look into my flow and maybe his flow and just see what's going on and can we back there?
Yes, you and your husband, very interesting. Again, I'm going to bring out my cards, which I don't do very often, but I thought I would for this program today. First card I pulled for you, disappointment. I think this is pretty self-evident to you, but let me read to you because it gives you some understanding of how to use the energy to work with this energy of disappointment that's surrounding you. The object of your question is not in harmony with your flow and your greater purpose. Use your disappointment as guidance that your path lies in another direction. Your goal may continue to be the same, but new methods must be devised to reach it that are more in alignment with your being. Okay, what this says to me is that with you and your husband, I'm not saying that he is not within your flow anymore, but that whatever path you two have been walking together, whatever ways that you have been relating to one another are no longer functional for you. You know, they're no longer working for you. And obviously that's where your emotional disconnect is coming from. The next card is attraction and finally enlightenment, which is wonderful. I love to see the progression in the cards like this for you. Let me go straight to enlightenment, where it says, a breakthrough is at hand. You'll have the opportunity to move to a whole new level of understanding. You'll soon see your situation from a higher perspective if you're willing to make the jump forward in your own spiritual advancement. Now, I can tell you're already doing this. Again, it's another one of these self-evident cards where it is basically supporting you and the direction that you are now moving in. Now, I'm going to just go into you right now. And what is your husband's first name?
Joel.
Okay. What I'm sensing with Joel is a lot of anger in him. Anger. And maybe this is coming out as frustration or a sense of helplessness. He's telling me he doesn't know what to do. He just doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And it's making him close up. That's where you're sensing that the emotional disconnect is coming from. You know, he's retreating behind his fortress walls. And, you know, you can't engage if he's not out there to engage with you. But for his perspective, it's stemming from some anger. So did you guys have a situation that provoked this?
I don't think so. I just think it's, I don't think there's any one situation. I think,
it's long-standing buildup of
long-standing buildup.
Things.
He doesn't understand this path. He doesn't get it.
Yeah.
I have a hard time sharing it with him, and so I kind of close it up, and so he feels closed out because he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. You know, that's exactly where he is. So I think, you know, as you go forward, your choices are going to be very clear for you. Either you continue forward, you know, finding out more who you are, what you need out of life, the kind of connection that you want to feel with somebody. This is a flow dream that you can practice, by the way. You go into this flow. Here, we'll do it together. All right, so anybody else listening, if you have somebody that you want to emotionally connect with or figure out if you still want to emotionally connect with them, this would be a good one to follow along with. We're going to go into your flow right now, Charlene, okay? And I'm just going in there with you. Now imagine that we're two birds right now flying together through the sky. We're just swooping through the currents. We're swooping through the airwaves together. We're enjoying the sunlight. We're feeling how easy it is to fly. There's no resistance whatsoever. The wind is at our backs. It's pushing us along. And we're just flying and swooping forward. Feel how easy it is. Feel how there's no limit. There's no wall that you ever face because the air and the earth just go on forever and ever and ever. There's nothing in front of you that will ever block you. You're in this flow. You're in this kind of energy. Look around you. The sky is not the sky any longer. The sky is made of living energies. It's life itself. It's the universe woven together all around us, all through us. We are these birds flying in this place where it's all bright and beautiful and sparkling. And everywhere we look, we see only energy that can be brought together and explored and changed and moved. And in this place, We think about our relationship. We think about the special person that we've chosen in our life to be there with us, to explore this with us, to explore what creation is, to explore what it's like to grow within ourselves and seek out new things and want new experiences and new ways of communicating, where everything is, where everything that we're looking for is just wide open and free and available. And nothing has to be tied down or hidden under or can't be said or can't be shared. Everything is right there up at the surface, completely viewable, completely open. And this person that we've brought with us, we ask them, we say, can you see this? Can you be that person with us? Why am I afraid to show that to you? Why are you afraid to see this? What is it that we're holding on to? What is it that we're afraid will be ruined or somehow disturbed? If we talk to each other like this, if we reveal these things. And this is how we get a sense of how much resistance has been built up or not been built up. And if we have the opportunity to open up and share all of these things, to show the depths of one another to each other, we say to each other right now, you know, we've both been growing in our lives all these years, growing, 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 expanding, expanding, new pieces and parts of us, always being added on to ourselves every single day. And yes, we've both grown into different people. That's who we are. Everybody is different from one another. I'm not supposed to be like you. You're not supposed to be like me. We're all individual, precise pieces of source energy expressing ourselves all differently. The question is, do you appreciate my expression? Do you value my expression? Do you love my expression? Do you want to see more of it? Do you want to know it? Will it threaten you if you see it? Now, we've put these energies out here on the table together. The questions are there now. We can see them. And this is what we'll be evaluating and sifting through in the days ahead. And if we decide that, yes, we can share this, and no, we can't share this, eventually we're going to come to a conclusion. We will come to a conclusion together, the both of us, where we'll both mutually understand whether it's time to move forward together or time to move in different directions. But on that, at least, we will be both clear and in unison. And we'll both be moving from our highest selves, our best points, knowing we both have to move into this next phase of who we are, the discovery of who we are, and that may be together or it may not be. But it's out there now. It's risen up within the energies. It's no longer buried underneath or confused. It's right there, clear and open. This is where we are, and this is what we're doing. And we do this openly and freely with one another. We make these decisions in love, with love for each other. Okay, Charlene.
Wow.
I know that got a little deep in there. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so what I saw as I went in there and we started looking around at these energies and I saw your husband in there, this point of being able to make the next few choices is coming up for you. And making those choices clearly is the most important thing. Fearlessly. For the both of you, for the best. Okay? Are you doing okay there?
I think so.
Okay. I don't want to let you go if I've left you a big old wreck. But you know what?
Do it.
You can. Yes, you can do this. And you know what? What we did there by bringing him in and looking, now he's been alerted. You know, whether or not you've spoken these words to him, we've now spoken them energetically. So they're out there. And he will be aware of this. And we've spoken them in such a way that it's full of love and it's full of, what are we going to do, honey? What are we going to do? Because you know what? I know what it's like when I experience myself being totally open and in love and feeling valued and feeling like I can share everything with you and you're going to support me and you admire me. Oh, I know what those feelings are like and I need those in my life and you need those in your life. Will we give those to each other or will someone else give them to us eventually? We're going to figure that out. We owe it to each other and to our marriage. Okay, well, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. By the way, Sharon, I don't know if you have my CD for happy relationships, but you might want to look to it, check it out. There's some good flow dreams on there. One of them is for restoring intimacy and communication in a relationship so you can make good decisions, not ones that you're unsure of, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much, Summer. I appreciate your work.
You're welcome. Well, I'm glad to add you to the flock. Us flock of birds.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye now. Take care. All right. Let's see. I think it's time for us to go to a little break. And when we get back, we're going to go into the flow. And Alana, keep hanging on because I see you. And I'm going to try to get some of you others who are calling in as well. Beautiful, wonderful potluck hour day. You get to see what it's like when I work with flow energy, in flow energy. What we just did there was a bit of manifesting, a bit of empathic intuition sort of mixed together. We were making something happen there in Charlene's life. As well as opening and listening to what needed to be done, what needed to be fixed or changed around. That's what I do is my work as a manifesting practitioner. And that's what I teach all of you how to do, by the way, in your own lives. I'm Summer McStravick. The show is called Flow Dreaming. We'll be back in just a few moments.
By far, one of the most popular flow dreaming programs I've ever created is the 2-week Flow Dreaming Prosperity Challenge. I think it's because we look at the energy of money and income from a really practical, yet energy-based point of view. We look at how our own internal thoughts and feelings either help money cooperate with us and come to us, or run away. Money is energy. It's flow energy, no better or worse than anything else. And it's simply up to us to change our own internal connection to this energy, to allow it to pour freely into our lives. We each deserve to have enough money to live happily, healthily, without fear for ourselves or our families. We each deserve to be able to do what we love in the precious days of our lives, and money is the energy that allows us to do this. So I invite you to remake your personal connection to money and income by exploring my Prosperity Challenge 2-week book and CD program. It's inexpensively priced. It's at Amazon.com or my website, flowdreaming.com, and it might be the best investment you ever make because you're investing in yourself.
Hi, I'm Summer's mom, Venus Andrecht. Pour yourself another cup of coffee or a glass of wine and go get my podcast for the Dear Venus Show. How is my show different from my daughter's show? Oh my, it's a lot different. Every month, I have at least one chat with a dead celebrity on the other side. Recently, I met with Billy the Kid and Princess Diana. Other weeks cover unusual, odd, or what I hope are topics that will help you with your lives, your loves, and your quirks. I also take your calls on air and give you readings. And every show, I toss out good energy mojos to all my listeners. Mojos that work in the archives, too. Oh, wow, you don't know what good mojos are? Well, come listen and find out. You may even feel them when they work their magic on you. My show could definitely rearrange your life in a good way. Go to my website to find out my live show times and how to podcast it at GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. That's GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. I'll see you there.
Do you want to learn more about flow dreaming? I'm Summer McStravick, and I know I don't always explain the technique in every flow dreaming radio show because that would get repetitive. But you can learn a lot more about flow dreaming by visiting my online learning library at flowdreaming.com. It's full of free articles about flow dreaming, so you can learn more about both the technique and the philosophy. You might also want to talk with other people who, like you, want to manifest and create in their lives by stopping by my Facebook page and searching the term flow dreaming. Thousands of people have gathered there in the flow dreaming community, and I post on my Facebook page almost every day. I hope to meet you there soon.
Discover what being a manifesting practitioner means by exploring Summer's website, flowdreaming.com. It's a hub for manifestors like you who want to learn more about the unseen energies of this world. you'll find Summer's blog, downloadable Flow Dreaming MP3s, links to her radio shows, archives, and much, much more. It's the place to go for all things flow. See you there. Flowdreaming.com.
Manifest your life with Summer McStravick and Flow Dreaming.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick. Hope you've been enjoying the hour with me. I sure have. You never know what will come up during potluck hour. maybe I'll do another one of these a couple months into the summer. We'll see. I'm right now actually trying to get together my shows for July. So if you have any suggestions on topics, I would love to hear from you. You can email me summer@flowdreaming.com. Summer@flowdreaming.com. Like I said, I answer emails in my newsletter. Sometimes I answer them in my blog, which is the online learning library. Sometimes I talk about your questions or share some of the testimonials right here on the show with you. I love to hear what Flow Dreaming has done for you in your life. Boy, some really fantastic things I have heard over the years. And knowing what happens to other people can really help you generate more faith and excitement in your own manifesting practice, understanding that you really are doing something more valuable than probably most other things that you do in your day when you just take 5 or 10 minutes to flow dream, to move into this space, to grab a hold of these energies, to ride these waves, and to say, here is what I'm going to do. Kind of like our first caller today. She said she was looking for, not our first caller, that wasn't Brian, our last caller, looking for a technique that would help her to manifest. And I know myself, I was just listening to some online radio this weekend, and one of the gals I was listening to was saying things like, we have to hold our vibration in alignment with the things that we want to have happen for us. And I just remember thinking, you know what, that's what I've always had such trouble with. I can't monitor myself all the time holding my vibration in alignment with what I want the world to give me. If I were not a working mother and a wife and living a regular, you know, full-out life every day, I could probably manage to hold my vibration where I want it to be. But the fact is that my kids are, you know, having tantrums, and I'm having to run to the grocery store, and then I'm on the computer for hours at a time, and then my husband needs something. And you know what I'm saying? Life is always there, right? Needing to be attended to, needing your attention. And to be able to hold your vibration at a certain level through all of that is something that most of us just haven't been able to achieve. So rather than being upset with myself about it, I recognize sometimes I get in a pissy little snit. Sometimes I'm irritable. Sometimes I'm frustrated. Sometimes I'm impatient. And sometimes I say, why don't I have what I'm wanting? And then I go, oh, okay, now, good, got that out of me. I'm going to go into my flow and do the real work. Which is when I really go in there and start moving things around, shaping them, creating them, fueling the energies around me with my focused desire, using the technique. And what I find is that this practice helps you to cover over all those other out of alignment states that we're in throughout the day, all those very human states that we get in throughout the day. Imagine that as sort of like your energy just leaking out all these miscellaneous, mismatched states of alignment all day long as you're dealing with all the things around you. But then you go in and you go, okay, now here is the real work. Here is the real technique. Here is what I'm really focusing on and creating and putting out there. And it's like putting a 500, you know, ton elephant out there into the energies versus all the little things you've been, you know, experiencing, all those mismatch feelings you've been experiencing throughout the day. A side benefit, though, I have to tell you, over the years is that the longer you do the practice, the more it actually works to restructure your whole self, your whole soul, if you will, or the greater you, as I like to say. The fewer mismatched energies start to go out there, the fewer times you do move out of alignment. The whole reason I started flow dreaming was because I was in despair and I was impatient and, you know, I had things that weren't working out for me. And so when I started this practice, it came from those. It was born of all of that. And now, today, I am so much faster to say to something that doesn't work for me, that didn't work. I'm going to move on to something else. Flow showed me that there was resistance there, and I ought to try a different path. I switch gears so much faster now than I ever was able to in the past, and I move back into the state of flow way quicker than I ever did before. Likewise, I'm also more likely to take risks and take chances on things that I never ever would have done in the past, because again, I know that flow energy will correct me. If I try something in flow energy and, you know, the energy of life doesn't respond to it, I go, oh, tried that. Yes, I'll move on to the next thing. And so it makes me more responsive. It makes me more daring. It makes me more courageous. And on the whole, my life is a lot more happy and full of movement as a result. So those are kind of the long-term effects that you actually can look forward to. Okay, let's do a quick flow dream together. And then, Alana, I'll be taking your call. We're going to bring up some nice music, I hope, from our little library of music. Cameron, maybe you can find something for me to put on air for a little bit. Now, for about 5 minutes, we're going to go into the flow, and we're going to generate something in there. We're going to generate something big and bold and beautiful in our life using this wonderful solar energy, this energy of the day that we're in. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of you in Australia and thinking, well, you might have to sit this one out. No kidding, you can do this one too. But for everybody else who is in the Northern Hemisphere, we're doing the solar eclipse, the solstice, excuse me, the summer solstice flow dream right now. All right, eyes are closed. Taking a deep breath in and releasing it at your own pace. We're just relaxing our body. No need to bring in any stress or tension. We're going to daydream together. By the way, that's one of the three important cornerstones of flow energy. Daydreaming. Imagine daydreaming as a gate. A gate naturally given to you by Source, by God, by your higher self. Whatever you want to call these things is fine. Daydream is a gate. And you open this gate and you walk through into this land of fantasy that your mind is able to just create. It knows how. It's been doing it since it was a baby. It's part of us that's very important. This ability to just daydream and move into a different place, to temporarily move out of time. Have you noticed that? Daydreams move you out of time. You lose all awareness of it. You can often lose awareness of where you actually are or what you're doing, like when you're driving. Daydreams are wonderful vehicles to be in, to move and to flow energy within them, like being inside a beautiful bubble floating in a beautiful bubble into your flow. And then the bubble gently disappears around you, leaving you in a place that glows brightly all around. It's like a sunlit cave, except the walls are so far away, they're just light. They're just light all around you. And in this sunlit cave, you can look up and you can see something that's very like the sun, but it doesn't hurt your eyes. It's not blinding. It's a beautiful light, warm and giving and caring and loving. And yet this light is saying, take of me, I am for you, and you are for me, we're for each other. I'm not above you, I'm not beyond you, I'm not greater than you. I'm for you, take of me, be of me. And so you reach your hands up into this light and you watch the light stream down like liquid jewels. And this light comes in and covers your body. And you glow with it. You become part of this light and this beauty. And as you feel it glowing all around you and through you and in you, we're bringing up a feeling now of a desire for something in your life, a big, beautiful desire. Nothing is limited in this desire, no limits. This desire is fueled by a feeling inside you. What is it that you think this thing will do for you? What will this career do for you, or this relationship do for you, or this house do for you, or this end or resolution to a problem in your life? What will it do for you? What feeling will it give you? What will it create in you? What do you think will happen because of it? That's the feeling now. Bring that up. Bring that up into this light. Bring this up into your flow. Spread it out all around you. Is it a feeling of relief? Is it a feeling of joy? Is it a feeling of contentment? It is a feeling of resolution, or having moved up a step or notch, or letting go, releasing. What feeling is this? This is what flow will manifest for you, this feeling. And it will make this situation be however it needs to be to give you this feeling. You don't need to worry about exactly how things will turn out or exactly what it is you're after. I'm just telling Flo right now, this is the feeling I need to generate out of this area of my life. This is the feeling I need to have in this area of my life, right here, right now. And it's coming out all around you right now. You're like one of the sparklers that kids hold in their hands on the 4th of July. Bright and shining, lights glowing and coming out. Beautiful. That's the energy. And now we're going to withdraw from this place, having just sensed what it's like to start creating in your life. 3, 2, 1. Eyes open. All right, you see what that was? That was a little taste of what it's like to be in flow energy. To just spin up a feeling, spin up a desire, and toss it out there. This is what we do when we flow dream. By the way, if you like it, do go visit the Manifesting Store on my website. That is the Manifesting Store that supports this program, by the way, which is why I always have to talk about it. Because it's through your patronage that I'm able to keep being on air with all of you. So you'll find CDs there that have many, many recorded flow dreams and books and instant downloads on all kinds of topics, from relationships to weight loss, on and on and on, where I'm the one guiding you through flow dreams a lot like these. Okay, Alana, we have just enough time for you. Thank you for waiting so patiently during the show. What's going on?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm great.
It's nice to meet you.
You too. Hey, how did you hear about me, by the way?
I heard about you through Facebook, and I actually sent you an email about how I came to find out about your website. Because
oh, great.
I have a butterfly tattoo. So I saw
the
butterfly, and I'm like, wait a minute.
I remember.
Yeah.
Okay, so quickly then, what's your question?
I would just like to know if you can look into my flow and see what's there from now to the end of the year for the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm also using my cards here. And one of the first ones that came up was work. Work, 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 work. You, if you're not doing it already, this is the place that you need to be in. You need to be actually doing things. I don't know if you've been hanging back or holding back or, not getting yourself all the way in, but you're in a place right now where your energy needs you to plunge your hands in and simply do something. Are you working right now?
No, I'm not. I'm unemployed.
You're unemployed. Okay. Well, this is definitely your card. This is your key. Work, work, work is your big, big focus. The next card, enlightenment. Again, this card comes up. That's interesting. Again, this is a card that means that it's time to jump to the next level, to go into the next place. And this is particularly important for you because you also receive the fear card. Fears being roadblocks that prevent you from moving forward in your flow. The one thing you need to know about fears is that none of them are usually worth anything at all. Fears are there to warn you about a possibility, but once you've been warned, holding on to those fears is absolutely pointless. You need to move on and past them. So what's happening in your work that is preventing you from going into the new field that you want to go into, or holding you back? Feelings of insecurity, fears about will you be able to make it? Is this what's happening?
Well, actually, I'm a single mom, and my only concern right now is how would I, what would happen with my kids if I were to work? Because my youngest son is disabled.
Yeah. Okay, so you need to bring in enough income and stable people in your life to help create a stable, nurturing situation. So we're wrapping up the show, but here's what you need to do. When you go into your flow, you not only feel this joy about having enough income coming in to cover everything, but you feel how stable and nurturing your family and home situation is, how just the right people and situations came in that helped you and your son so that you can feel totally confident and comfortable that the right people and resources have come to you. And feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it. Work it, work it, work it. That's what you need to be doing over the next 6 months to totally change around your energies. Alana, I got to let you go because I'm being told that they're going to kick me off air in about 10 seconds. So thank you, my dear.
All right, it was fun. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. And to all of you who've listened today, thank you for sharing the hour with me. I love you all, and I will talk with you again the same time next week or in the next podcast you listen to. I'm Summer McStravick, and this is Flow Dreaming.